A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 happy-minded my friends, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we start with Leicester City, and the pressure mounts on Brendan Rodgers after losing to Wolves at Molineux in the Premier League. Here's the fallout on TalkSport on Darren Bent's Boot Room.
Wolves back to within 2 points of Arsenal in sixth. Leicester still await their first league win of 2022. Wolves 2, Leicester 1.
This year's been a challenging season for us, but you see the likes of today, with so many players out that are missing from the starting 11, but to play to that level, to that performance, I think our performance curve, we're on our way back again. So we've just got to keep focusing on the football. And for me, of course, absolutely, the energy here. I've got another 3 years left in my contract here, and I feel that I want to keep continuing developing the team. And a very young squad, like you see, but there's still lots of improvement there.
Another disappointing result, getting beat by Wolves. You're now 11th in the table. I mean, really poor season you're having. Is Brendan Rodgers still the man to take you forward, or is it time now that you parted ways with the manager and moves on to somebody else?
Then probably not going to finish in the top half, let alone the European places. They crashed out of a Europa League group that they should have gone through. They're in the Europa Conference League now, trying to salvage their season in that competition. The FA Cup defence was pitiful. And there were rumours circulating last weekend. There's a lot of Leicester fans who have had enough of Brendan Rodgers. Whether you think that's short-termism or not, there is a vocal minority who want a change of manager. He was backed in to be heavily odds-on favourite with the bookmakers to be the next manager to leave. I made a few inquiries earlier this week, and I was told by one source that he is running out of games, that maybe his relationship with the sporting director is perhaps not as it should be. And that's another bad defeat today away from home at Molineux. So I think it's going to be a really interesting situation to keep an eye on with Brendan Rodgers.
Wolves have strengthened their bid for European football.
And here's the Wolves gaffer, Bruno Lage.
Being a manager, and it's a big pleasure, especially when you have a team that they can't understand and they work hard for your ideas. So it's very hard. We work very hard, but the most important thing is we try to do in the game, like we did today, the good things we training during the week, and especially with these boys. They are there every day, working hard every day to put our ideas on the pitch.
They don't concede many. Okay, they don't score many, but they've beaten West Ham, they've beaten Spurs, they've beaten Manchester United. They should have got something really out of the Arsenal game, if maybe a draw. They are quietly going about their business, and Bruno Lage is doing a fantastic job there.
On now to the mighty Manchester United, who beat Leeds at Elland Road. Never in doubt, even from 2-0 up. It means that Ralphie Rangnick's side are still in the top four. Of course, Arsenal still have 3 games in hand, but who cares? Shut your face, it doesn't matter. Anyway, here's TalkSport's Mark Wilson. Oh, Willow!
Leeds remain firmly in the mix at the bottom for Manchester United. It's a big 3 points as they look to strengthen their grip on the top four. Thoroughly entertaining day, electric atmosphere as ever, but it's Manchester United that come out on top. It finished here, Leeds 2, Manchester United 4.
Give Ralph Rangnick a bit of credit. The two players that he brought off the bench scored the 2 goals, and it's a good win. It's a hostile environment. I was doing the game with Paul Parker. He said it was his least favourite venue, Elland Road, because of the abuse that Manchester United players get from the Leeds fans. So I think actually that's probably one of United's best results of the season so far.
Ralph Rangnick Rangnick had to go on the pitch to calm things down after Manchester United saw off a Leeds fight back at Elland Road. Langer seemed to be hit by missiles after making it 4-2 and tightening Man United's grip on fourth spot in the Premier League. Here's Rangnick.
As far as I know, there is some investigation going on from Leeds United. I don't think that anything happened in the end. Anthony Elanga looked well and he was happy about scoring his goal. Obviously, things like that should not happen. And I think even this game, even more so this game, the atmosphere was great. At times, you had to cool down things on the pitch a little bit. That this is what I tried to do when I walked onto the pitch. I didn't want anything to happen. No yellow, red or red cards. And in moments like this, I think it's important to try to cool things down.
There's real concern for Leeds that they could go down, because you look at the results this weekend. I mean, Norwich were unfortunate, but they were never going to win that game. But Burnley, what a result against Brighton. Watford beating Aston Villa. Newcastle getting that point, but you'd expect them to kick on. Leeds all of a sudden now are only, what is it, 5 points ahead of Watford, who sit third from bottom. Is there a real concern now, do you think?
Leeds' next two games as well. Liverpool at Liverpool and Spurs at home. I mean, they're two really tough games for Leeds. So, I think they're getting dragged right back into it, as are a couple of others as well, by the way.
On now to one of my Drive Time co-hosts. It's the former Gooner and England midfielder, Jack Wilshere. Here's Jack, revealing the new club he's signed for.
Jack, before you give us the details of the club that you have signed for, I think this might give us a little bit of a clue. It's our house in Denmark, isn't it?
I get it. That was good. I like that.
I mean, tell us a bit more about the club. I think they're seventh, aren't they, in the Danish league at this moment in time?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I didn't know much about the club. I'm not going to lie and say, yeah, I watched them loads. And since speaking to them, I've obviously seen some clips, watched their last game where they came back from 2-0 to win 3-2. And I didn't know much about the league even until I started looking into it. So basically what happens is the league at the end of the season splits in half. So the top six go into a playoff and the bottom six go into a playoff. So I think we've got five games left to really try and get in the top six. And then we get to play against the good teams, you know, the Copenhagens, the Brombies, the real big teams in this league. Our house, in the middle of our street, our house. I always said that my next move, I want to enjoy it. It'll be more enjoyment, try something different. This is obviously a completely different experience for me. I've only ever played in England, played in the Championship as well, but this is completely different. And, you know, not many English players leave and go abroad. And it's something that I always wanted to do, even at the start of my career. If you'd have asked me at the start of my career, do I see myself playing Denmark? Probably no, but circumstances have brought me to this place. And now I just want to give my all for this team and see where it leaves me at the end of the season.
Over now to big Tony Cascarino, discussing his old club Chelsea and why Romelu Lukaku isn't suited to manager Thomas Tuchel's style. Interesting.
It's a head-scratcher in many ways. They're very tactical, Chelsea. Tuchel's team are a tactical team. It's very chess.
So what do you mean by
well,
tactical?
Well, I mean, they've lost the two wing-backs for a start. Mm. So they're influential.
Yeah.
You know, both of them, Reece James and Chilwell, like to get forward, like to get balls in and give more opportunities to a centre-forward. But Chelsea are quite ball possession-based and move the ball around and sometimes play in front of you. It feels like, to me, Lukaku's redundant in the style of play.
I see.
And
right.
I think he finds it very hard to make an impact. And if they do go direct, he's normally very isolated. Lukaku is one who wants to get on your shoulder, get into space and the ball in behind the back line and try and have that half a yard and use his strength to score a goal. Get across bodies. Aerially, he can be a threat. But Chelsea are not really a crossing team. I mean, Ziyech, as great as Ziyech can be on the ball, and he is a deliverer of a football into great areas, he's also someone who takes a lot of shots. He does like to come inside on one side and he's looking to try and get it in that top corner. He does that a lot. I think it's a very frustrating time for him, but to have seven touches in a game and one's a kickoff and others a clearance, it clearly tells you that he's very frustrated.
Now, here's a bit more reaction to Kelbrook's win against Amir Khan in their grudge match at the weekend. Live on TalkSport, obviously. Both Perry Groves and Adi Oladipo think it's time that Khan hung up his gloves.
Stop the fight and saved Amir Khan from himself.
I hope Amir Khan calls it quits. He's made a lot of money. There was a bit of and Aaron from yesterday. And he didn't confirm.
He won't fight again. No way will he
the
fight
The problem
again.
Is, you know, with these boxers, they get chucked a lot of money. It's almost a case of, here, that's the money on the table. Take it. And yeah, Khan already has an inbuilt excuse saying, you know, I was out the ring for 2.5 years. Give me another fight camp. There's a rematch clause in it.
He's interviews and, you know, he's basically... You can't get that hunger back.
Obviously, that love of the sport is not there anymore like it was before.
The build-up to the fight was really good, right?
Fantastic. Point,
right. But it has to be the most important thing for that period of time. Mm. It has to be the most important thing in your life.
Mm.
And you've got to know it's going to affect your life. It did for Kell Brook. Even all this time, he would have ate, slept and just thought about
everything.
That. I think Amir Khan's got other things going on in his life. He's got other interests.
Mm.
And you can't be 95%. In it. If there's one sport, you can't be 95%.
Yeah, you can't be one foot in, one foot out of boxing. Look, I hope that's it for Amir Khan. For Kell Brook, I think there'll be one more. There are talk about Chris Eubank Jr., him getting up to middleweight.
Again, if you're... I know it's money, what you're saying.
It's big money.
But people around you have to detach themselves from it and they have to give you the advice.
You have to save them from themselves, don't
exactly,
they?
Yeah. And they have to look at... Because it was a brilliant performance from Kell Brook, but Kell Brook is past his best.
And he was fighting someone that was... Even further past his best.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have
and
to kind of
Chris
put it into
Eubank
realism.
Chris Eubank Jr. Mm. is someone who is hungry, lean,
and
younger,
bigger.
And he's coming on the trajectory. He's coming upwards. If you're advising someone like Kell Brook, say, leave it there. That's your legacy for you. Boxers, they're the last ones to know. So you've got someone around him, even though it's big, has got to say, mate, that's it. That's your life's work now. You're done.
I completely agree. It's very similar to Carl Froch and George Groves many moons ago where... Carl beat George and then that's called it that. That's it. You're remembered for 80,000 at Wembley and Kell will be remembered for the 20,000 at the Air Arena in Manchester.
Back for Cavani! 2-2! And Manchester United are back on level terms!
Gareth A. Davis stole the show yesterday. He really did. When he was speaking to Edinson Cavani and he started speaking Spanish, if you didn't believe me, here it is.
I'm with Edinson Cavani. La radio, no? Hablamos en la radio. I'm here with Edinson Cavani. You're a fan of boxing and you're here for Chris Namos tonight?
No soy fan del boxeo, pero bueno, vengo a apoyar a Chris, estar aquí para darle mucho ánimo y esperemos que pueda hacer una gran pelea.
Edinson is saying that, you know, he's not a massive boxing fan, but obviously... Because he's Uruguayan as well, he's here to support Chris Namos tonight, and he thinks the atmosphere is amazing. Gracias, muchas gracias, señor.
He loves that.
I got that bit.
Gareth. I got the gracias.
Gracias, señor.
I got that, and I think I heard Angleterre somewhere in there. I think I got that. That was my...
Radio.
Yeah. I got that as well.
I'm Natalie Sawyer, and this is Talk Sport Daily.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the Winter Olympics. This is going to be fun. And would you had to believe it, Team GB finally got a medal. Two, actually, in fact, in the curling, including a gold for the women. Hurrah. Here's the team skip, Eve Muirhead, with TalkSport's Michael Weedock.
Well,
Well, congratulations to you all. Eve, I'll start with you. What a tremendous team effort to have those gold medals around your necks.
Absolutely. It was a complete team effort out there, and not just today, but for the full week. It's a moment that we've all dreamed of as young kids, was to stand on the top of that podium and replicate what Rona Martin did, what she did for the nation to win that gold medal. And for us to do that today, for us to go out there and play the game of the tournament, was phenomenal, a moment that we're never going to forget.
But there must be some personal satisfaction for you, Eve, on top of the team effort, with all the adversity that you faced and your experience at the Olympic Games before, to have the gold finally.
There definitely is. I've been in three Olympic semi-finals and just won that one a couple of days ago. But looking back, I guess you think you wouldn't have it any other way now, because all that hard work, all those losses have probably helped me become a stronger person to get this gold medal. It was a team effort out there. We've got such great supporters all over the world, family, friends, and we just really can't wait to land back into Great Britain to see our family and friends and just to have some, like, us time, because it has been a long, long couple of weeks out here and you're exhausted at the end. And I think all of us can say, like, we're knackered, but it's a moment we want to cherish. And I don't think there'll be much sleep tonight. And yeah, I'm sure our medals won't be off for very long.
Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're in.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I don't really care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's TalkSport tonight at 10 p.m. with the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you have to do to get it. I don't really care. Just do it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.